It's time for the emergency break of the week.
What? 5 minutes. Did I just say that word? Dump it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said a bad word.
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Put your butt in me.
I heard that.
What? Whoa. Don't roll the promo yet. What'd you say?
I heard that.
What's that?
Repeat what you just said.
I started a sentence and then I thought of something else.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, let's find out who did yank the brake the hardest at 7:56 here on The Ticket. We bring you this e-break live from Colonial, where Jordan Spieth, who's tied for the lead, entering the second round, is about to tee off on number one. And we're just about 100 yards away from there. That's pretty awesome. All right, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. And our surprise candidate is Mr. Mike Rawlings, the mayor of Dallas, who was on with us earlier this week. And I guess he just thought he was talking to us off air, or maybe he thinks we can get away with a lot on air because this happened.
If there's a pothole that you hit on your way to work every day, does that get more attention than, say, your regular pothole?
Well, it's not supposed to, but I would be bullshit if I didn't.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're on the air, Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Just use the term BS. BS is acceptable.
I thought this was HBO.
No, we're still under FCC rules.
I'm so sorry.
Man, that was a shocking moment, wasn't it?
Yes. A mayor doing that?
I couldn't believe that.
And we just talked about it, too.
Is he the most maverick mayor we've ever had?
Yes.
No, Dwayne Carraway was mayor for a little bit there.
Yeah, don't forget about his run.
Or Annette Strauss.
Yeah, she was pretty wild.
Yeah, she had a party.
Filthy mouth.
All right, one more time, since it is the mayor, after all.
If there's a pothole that you hit on your way to work every day, does that get more attention than, say, your regular pothole?
Well, it's not supposed to, but I would be bullshit if I didn't.
Whoa, okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're on the air, Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Just use the term BS. BS is acceptable.
I thought this was HBO.
No, we're still under FCC rules.
It's almost like we think if we just scream loud enough, no one will hear it. Whoa, okay.
Right. Hey. Yeah.
Trying to talk over it real quickly.
It's funny because politicians usually measure their words. You know, they're very careful about what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny that a BS bomb would just slip out.
Right.
I'm not going to BS you.
And when he was talking about that guy that ran against him, he used the F word?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't
Said
do
he
that.
That if and...
Is he trying to be our Rob Ford?
Yes, that's what he wants to be. He's the South's Rob Ford.
So there is Mike Rawlings up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two is the producer of the Norm Hitchkiss Show. Ask yourself this question. Did Mike Saroy lose interest in Norm's show during this segment?
But that's still not going to leave a huge amount of room for you to be throwing other money around here. It's an interesting situation for the Mavericks to have to get into. By the way, the lottery is tonight.
Oh, yeah? You buy a couple tickets?
No, not that lottery. The NBA.
We can't win this one?
No, we can't win this one. No,
Powerball?
We can't win this one.
Yeah. Come on, let's hit it.
We'll, it's at the lottery.
Look, Pitbull's on the view.
What?
Pitbull's on the view today.
Well, that's what I needed to know. Next.
What does the
number 140 mean?
It's awkward.
Look, Pitbull's on the view.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Next.
Look, Pitbull's on the view.
Never has a producer sounded more bored with what his host was doing on the air.
Lottery tonight? Yeah, great. Hey, Pitbull's on the view.
Which is only continuing a long tradition of Norm being wronged by his producers.
Saroy is torpedoing Norm, but he's leaned way back in his chair as he's pulling the trigger on or pressing the torpedo
full
button.
Full recline, Pitbull. Hitting the morphine button.
Barely able to speak.
Yep.
He was still recovering from that hangout festival, too, I think.
Maybe. Let's hear that one more time. It was so awkward.
But that's still not going to leave a huge amount of room for you to be throwing other money around here. It's an interesting situation for the Mavericks to have to get into. By the way, the lottery is tonight.
Oh, yeah? You buy a couple tickets?
No, not that lottery. The NBA.
We can't win this one?
No, we can't win this one. No, Powerball? We can't win this one.
Yeah. Come on, let's hit it.
It's just the lottery.
Look, Pitbull's on the view.
What?
Pitbull's on the view today.
Well, that's what I needed to know. Next.
Gosh, listen to the way how low energy Saroy is.
Barely opening his mouth.
Yes.
And then when we call him on that, I don't do that.
I know.
He gets real mad at us.
Why does he get
Look,
so mad at us?
Pitbull is on the view.
And, you know, got a new drop anyway.
And you can't fire the terms Pitbull and view at Norm. He doesn't know what those are.
No.
That's just going to throw him for a loop.
Next.
Next.
All right, there's Mike Saroy up for an e-break.
What?
And then there's and then there's the hard line that was not ready to go when it was thrown out to them. They were on remote, and they weren't quite ready to go.
1910 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Well, hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. You talk to people all day for a living.
Are we back?
Been back.
They're back. Sorry, a lot of pictures. A lot of fans out here in the farm ranch.
Thanks, Tony.
Dancing with the Stars. Sorry.
Don't apologize to me.
We were taking photos.
Yes.
That doesn't help
pictures
the...
Pictures remains... Reign supreme.
Doesn't help the listener that's sitting by their radio waiting
It really doesn't, and we apologize for that, okay?
We do. We really do. But hello, Larry, too.
You got hello, Larry.
Do you think they really want to hear the Tony and Danny show? No.
Why not? I'd love to hear a segment of the Tony and Danny show.
You know, Danny, season 20 just ended.
Of what? Stop it. Hello, Larry?
No, Dancing with the Stars.
All right, Dancing with the Stars. Pick up where you left off.
Many people.
Dancing with the Stars.
Sorry, they're taking pictures.
Best part of that. Yeah, that's the best part. When the hard line's not ready and Tony takes over.
A lot of fans out here. All right, so those are your three candidates. Mayor Mike Rawlings, Mike Saroy, or the hard line. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
So two frogs are taking a shower. One frog looks at the other one and says, "Hey, pass the soap." The other one says, "What do I look like, a typewriter?"
Is that an old Steve Martin joke?
Maybe. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
No, stick it up your tail.
Oh, that's the guy who sang the jingle.
It's the liner guy. I guess that's all he's got. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to cast my responsible vote for Indiana Rhymes and the Temple of Boone.
Inaudible. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Uses. Listen. Yep. Listen to me. Okay. I'm going to fix you just like those potholes. Listen to me.
Okay, that's supposed to be Mike Rawlings.
Mayor.
Not bad. Hello, you're on the ticket. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal signs more and more.
No. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Hey, can I keep it real?
Sure.
I'd like to vote for the hard line.
Okay.
He kept it real.
Yeah, you did keep it real, I guess. Hello, you're on the ticket.
It's now time for another Raker Dice keeping it real moment. Hey, guys, I just want to keep it real for a second. You know, I don't have one of those fancy high school educations, or I've never seen the Eiffel Tower, and I've never maybe eaten escargot, but I know the car rhymes with escargot. This is a keeping it real moment. I vote for Norm.
Okay. Another one's on him. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Scrotum size ball ball.
Okay, it's the male equivalent,
no,
I guess.
We're not taking those either. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Well, I think all three candidates this week are just total BS. So on that note, I got to vote for BS.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket, both AM and FM.
Hello, hello, hello. I want to vote for Pitbull.
Okay. It's a Mike Soroy vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Newsletters, this is Scott from Scott. I'd like to take a bit of your time and vote for that foul-mouthed mayor who can't keep his nose done. And remember, lads, feed your lawn, feed it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, Larry. You talk to people all day for a living. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
We got you.
Larry Shoes.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Bambi Baby?
What?
Is it Knife Handle Bambi Baby?
Knife Handle Baby Baby.
No, sir. Gosh. Hello, you're on the ticket. Voting in the emergency break of the week.
I'm not going to BS you. I'm voting for the mayor.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, General Fry Spellman?
Nope. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Yes, hi. I would like to vote responsibly for the mayor, the honorable mayor, my fault.
Allison, I love you madly, Georgia.
There's that guy
and
again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mayor Mike Rawlings, I do believe, winning for the first time.
If there's a pothole that you hit on your way to work every day, does that get more attention than, say, your regular pothole?
Well, it's not supposed to, but I would be bullshit if I didn't.
Whoa, okay. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're on the air, Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Just use the term BS. BS is acceptable.
I thought this was HBO.
No, we're still under FCC rules.
That was awesome. I'm sorry.
Yay. Is that his first win, Fernando?
Well, it is, and he'll be happy to know that he ties Josh Lewin and the Violent P1.
Okay.
The Violent P1.
Gordon, there was something rude about the way you addressed him. We're on the air, Mayor.
On the air,
why
Mayor.
Is that?
Not Mr. Mayor. It's like, we're on the air, President. We're on the air, Mayor. There's just something, it sounded a little incomplete.
It's okay. You don't have to have an article in front of Mayor. You can just say Mayor.
It sounded rude to me.
We're on the air, Mayor.
Yeah, the way you said it was very dismissive. All right, way to go, Mayor. Way to go.
He just did it! See?
Yeah, but I didn't do it in such a harsh tone. It was more of a loving tone.
Whatever. 808.